The 7-day Metro Vancouver weather forecast includes the possibility of widespread snowfall as Arctic air combines with a low-pressure system. Environment Canada meteorologist Derek Lee says two wet weather systems will bring precipitation to the lower mainland over the next week. However, the second has a higher likelihood of snowfall at sea level. On Thursday, January 30, a stream of moisture from the Pacific will bring rainfall to the lower mainland through Friday. Rainfall warnings have been issued for Coquitlam, Maple Ridge, and the North Shore Mountains, with over 50 mm of precipitation expected. Richmond, Burnaby, New Westminster, Surrey, Delta, and Vancouver are expected to see 20 to 40 mm of rain. Lee notes that places at higher terrain could see up to 4 cm of snow, while areas near sea level may see mixed precipitation, although it is unlikely to stick. On Friday night and through the weekend, temperatures will fall as a blast of Arctic air moves into the region from the Yukon. Environment Canada has issued a special weather statement for Metro Vancouver, warning locals of wintry conditions into next week. Lee says a low-pressure system over Vancouver Island will bring bands of moisture to the lower mainland, making it difficult to predict snowfall amounts and timing. It's not like a system where a whole cloud is producing snow over an area and then moves away. It is rotating narrow bands of precipitation, he notes. It may or may not hit certain areas. Forecast includes the possibility of snow on several days next week. While significant uncertainty is associated with the system, temperatures will be low enough for snow on several days next week. I want to emphasize that we could get a lot of snowfall. The temperatures are low enough that snow could also stick around, he notes. It could be nothing or a lot. Outflow winds from the interior gusting up to 30 km per hour will also make frigid temperatures feel colder. Temperatures will drop as low as -3°C or -4° overnight heading into next week and feel as cold as -5°C or even -10°C with the wind chill. Environment Canada will issue snowfall and Arctic outflow warnings as necessary. Lee adds that the signal for the first half of February shows below normal temperatures. However, temperatures are expected to rise by the middle of next week after the low-pressure system departs and is replaced by a ridge of high pressure. The meteorologist reminds drivers that quickly accumulating snowfall can reduce visibility on BC highways. Weather conditions in the mountains and highways may change unexpectedly, resulting in hazardous driving conditions. Drivers must use winter tires and chains in required areas and should check current road conditions with Drive BC. Anyone going outside also needs to be mindful. Stay up to date with hyperlocal forecasts across 50 neighborhoods in the lower mainland with VIA's Weatherhood.